One thing, you can pick up where you left off.
Yeah. So, the daughter and the parents were fighting to send them away for fear, and the daughter said to my sister, "Don't tell them, because you are going to come to me. They should know that you are leaving." So they gave him a loaf of bread in the morning, and they said, "You have to go." The other one was very upset. They walked out, and they showed him a road to go. So my sister said, when she came out, she told them, "Don't worry, we are going to the daughter." And later on, they turned a different road, and they went there. So there, they came there. She used to take things from the neighbors for sewing, and for this they had, and each one did something else. In fact, there happened such a thing. They had a cow. The cow gave birth to twin
calves.
They are supposed to announce what they have, so not to give the other calf. They took one and they killed it and they made food. How my sisters, they were having sacked with wheat, raw wheat, and how they ate it raw, and how they got upset stomachs.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And being there, one day somebody came to look for, if they don't have hidden, they pushed him in the back in the room. Nobody should know that they are there. It's easier to talk about it than to be there. They kept them for their own sake too, because they knew the end is near, and the Russians will come in, or the Americans, and they'll free them. They want to show that they did something good.
They were good people.
But they did not know that they are Jewish. They showed off even. They had sewing machines with different things, what they took from Jewish people.
So they didn't know your sisters were Jewish?
No.
They said
no. One sister only, and a neighborhood girl.
Right.
Yeah. So
now after they were liberated.
Oh, it was only one sister in the neighborhood girl. What happened to the other sister? She went somewhere else.
No, the younger sister never returned.
Oh.
It was only the two sisters, Bertha and Regina, who ran away. So in a neighborhood girl, the other one, unfortunately.
Yes, but you just said the
came.
Two girls. But so
the
your
girls.
Sisters are still together?
Yes.
The two of them?
Yes. So from there, when they were liberated, they knew if they'll go home. In fact, how they hitchhiked with the Russian trucks, and how they were scared for them, because they were wild too. They raped some. And
the Russians.
Yeah, you was just lucky if you escaped in one piece. So anyway, then they went home, but from home they decided home was to Romania. They decided that they are not going to look for my brother. My brother was a young kid when he ran away, as I told you before, how they were walking, how he escaped in the country.
That story we didn't hear very much either.
Yeah, how they took the Jewish kids and they were walking in the center of the street, four or six in a line.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him to the Daniel. And my brother had a back sack on his back. He threw it down between the people. He went out from the line. He ran away. He was hiding in the country in farmhouses. Farmers. Well, he worked for farmers. He couldn't take a bath that anybody should see him because he is Jewish. And that's right. So, in the end, that's the way. When my sister came to Budapest to look for him, was asking around, they said him it wasn't so easy, and finally she found him.
I'm just
There was, he was already, they were liberated. So in a smaller town, she found them through people. They told where she can find them. And she found him there. He is still there.
He's and
still
what's
in
his
Hungary.
Name?
His name is Shani.
Sean, like Sean? Shani?
Shand, like Sam
here. Yeah. Very he was still young. He was a teenager? Or?
He is 30 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
So he was...
He wasn't even a teenager.
He never was even bar mitzvah because he had no parents. See, my parents died before the war.
But he was never in a concentration camp?
No. He was hiding there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy.
Oh, no.
It was very hard, and many times beatings, and you know how on the farmers.
How did your sister know to go to that town to find him?
Well, before the war, it's long stories. My sister, each different chapters, you know. My sister was a freedom fighter.
Which one?
The one who is here. And they catched her. It was already Germans. They took her in jail. And they beat her so bad, the Hungarians, they put her on a table, they pulled all the hair out from wherever you have. And they beat her, and when one got tired, the other one came to do the beating. But she would never give up, nobody.
She was a freedom fighter in Germany?
When the Germans started coming in, she was...
Or in Hungary?
The Hungarians took over there.
In Hungary? In Romania?
We are in Romania, but the Hungarians took this over. In fact, this used to belong to Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after the First World War, the Romanians took it away. And as soon as the Germans came in, they were good-hearted and gave it back to the Hungarians. So it went, and now it's back Romania.
Yeah, now it's Romania.
Yes.
But she was a freedom fighter in her hometown where you were.
Yes.
And
yes.
The Hungarians came and carted
her
away.
Some reported her, naturally. And the
so she was a political prisoner.
She was a
prisoner.
Young kid. She was,
right.
Yes. Yeah. When in fact, when she went already to concentration, they beat her so bad up, as they beat her lungs up. So she was spitting with blood, and when she wants to go to a doctor, they said there is no doctor for Jews. And she was like house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they arrested her. Listen, it's whole tragedies.
So how'd she meet up with her other sister?
Well, after, when they put them all in concentration camp, they put her also in the concentration camp.
Just
and
so happened they were together?
Yes.
That's a coincidence?
No, looks like it happened this way. The jails was there.
Same town?
Yes. So, anyway, and that's the way they stuck together, and together they could survive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to where you were. That you found each other after the war through your uncle in McKeesport. Everyone wrote to him, it seems like.
Yes.
And then
yes,
he wrote
he,
back and said,
yes.
this one's living,
yes.
Get together.
Yes, he wrote to us. Who
How
was
did you decide to come to the United States? Were people going to Israel or Palestine? Were people going to other places? Or
well,
did everyone come to
well,
you?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't want to.
There's things you don't want to say on there.
That's okay.
But just
yes.
say what you,
you
want.
Can say what you want.
Yes. So the best place to come was America.
Was it?
The United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you had an uncle? So you have to have someone bring you, right?
Yes. I have very nice relatives, Mickey's book, and they send us. My cousin sent us the papers. He's a well-known man, my cousin. He sent the papers, and when we arrived here, it was very hard
You came with your husband and your
son? I came with my husband and my son to McKeesport.
And what about your sister? Did all of you come at the same time?
My sister was in Romania. This one, and when she hit, I survived. And I'm in Germany. She came to Germany. She came with her husband. She got married.
The one sister,
the
Esther?
The one who was here. And the other one was, is another chapter, was in a different town, and she learned, and she became a nurse. And she was working in a hospital over there. And she met her husband there. And when my sister said, let's go, all of us, and be together. So my brother in Hungary was afraid, because he was already afraid to leave. So he was left in Hungary, and my younger sister was left in Romania.
She didn't want to come.
She didn't want to come.
Which sister is that?
The one who was killed here.
Her name is?
Bertha.
Bertha.
She didn't want to come.
She didn't want to come back. So she got married, and she has beautiful two kids.
Those are the ones that live next to me. Well, that's the
your
parents.
You know Judy too, his sister?
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. She went
to I think I have met her, actually.
Yeah.
So the two of you came to the United States. What
I came first. Yeah. We met in Germany. She came to Germany.
And that's Esther, right?
No, that's Esther, the youngest, who died.
This
Regina.
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 Yeah. So she came, she crossed the borders to Czechoslovakia also, from to Hungary, and from Hungary to Germany, how they had to cross the rivers. And she came there. And for some reason, she always had it so hard and so bad. What can I tell you? Well, she came here too. She had the war. We had no federation. Her husband, a Dennis, from home, had no work, had no money to go. We had no, as I said, no federation. Had no money to go to school.
Her
and
husband
had
was
no
a dentist?
Job. Yes.
So you came. What year did you come?
I came in 49.
And you came here. They sent you money. Is that
you all came.
They didn't send money.
So you had to earn money to get your children?
They sent it through the, if you had a sponsor, the federation arranged, I guess, the journey. DP people from the camp. We came with a boat, a freight boat, not a luxury ship.
What was it like on the boat?
Wasn't easy. We were 10 days on the boat coming here.
Did everyone
were you with
dad?
Your? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Were you with your sister?
No,
she came
in a different. Was left in Germany.
Regina and her husband
Regina
came
was
later.
Left in Germany, but they came in 47 to Germany, and she couldn't come right away. And then we sent the papers for them, and they came. See, they came to me. We came to McKeesport. What can I say? Well, the state, they are not going to listen anyway. When we came, my aunt said to me, they were waiting.
And in New York?
No.
In Pittsburgh?
We came to New York by boat. In New York, we slept over. We sat over in a place, some...
Ellis Island?
Workers was from the Jewish Federation, I guess, was waiting for us, and we were sitting in the backyard till the train will come. This journey on the train from New York, I'll never forget. It was the hardest. So tired, you know, being sick on the boat, came to Pittsburgh. My aunt and my cousin waited for us. I had calling many, I knew I have a cousin, Minnie. My name was Mina from Russia. I had so many names. So then I came. So my aunt said the first hello. My uncle wasn't anymore. She said, If I want, I'm an ant. If I don't want, I'm not an ant. This was the first hello, you know, which hurt me very bad. In the boat still, I was talking. My son was 7 years old. He understood. I said, well, I wonder whether my aunt will sweep off the basement to put us there.
Yeah.
So then we came. He asked, Tante, did you sweep off the cellar? She thought he's not a normal child. He's asking some questions, silly. You know, she didn't know what I was
But he
talking.
Wasn't speaking English. He was speaking Yiddish.
Yiddish. Yiddish. She spoke Yiddish better than English.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What did you do when you came here?
The aunt was nice then.
She was nice. She had a hard life. She didn't have a luxury life. So she accepted us nice. And
Did you stay with her?
We stayed there about a week, which I didn't even want to stay this much. And we were running around, me and my aunt, to look for apartments. And what she was showing me, truthfully, wasn't fit for a dog. Then we came to one lady, Mrs. Prism. She was for Hungary. She had a little house. She lived upstairs. So she rented downstairs. And downstairs was living somebody who left. I never saw such a filthy place. How do you call this black stuff?
Sweat.
From the factory. It was on the walls, this thick, in the kitchen. And truthfully, as I said, I never was rich, but I always worked my profession and I never cleaned house. But how can you say you don't want to do that? She put my husband tired, strong, he never was too strong. She put him with a rack and a bucket to pull off the paper from the walls. In the kitchen was wood around the kitchen and I had to scrub this. There was two rooms in a kitchen, a toilet and basement. The basement was so filthy, it was terrible to walk down. This was me and my husband and my son. Two rooms in a kitchen. A week later, his brother arrived. He came in to us too. And 3 months later, my sister arrived with her husband and a child and a sick child. She had her son in Germany. And he had, as soon as he was born, he had an eczema on the troubles with the skin. In fact, they couldn't even circumcise him in Germany because of it, in no bathroom. She came in and was with us too.
Everyone
in these two, yes, in no bath, in the landlady, then I came, this was, it was an open wall, but refugees are common. That's animals, I guess. She put plywood up, because we shouldn't, God forbid, be able to go upstairs. So once a week we went to my aunt, take a bath there. And I washed the clothes at my aunt's. She really was nice, and I was very happy to know I have somebody. It came the holidays, and I was invited for the holidays. It was for me something.
So you had two rooms, and you had
my sister, her husband, her child, me and my husband, my child, and his brother.
So needless to say, not everyone had a bed, or they all
of course
someplace to sleep.
We had
on the
to
floor.
Manage. Well, I didn't stay long there. After this, my husband got a job here. The first day we came, let me talk here too. The first day we came, she put my husband right away to cut the grass. Really, we were so tired from such a journey. Anyway, then he started working, you know, everywhere. So they used you. They right away looked for a job, and he got a day's work in a bakery. He's a very good in his profession. So then he started working there for a Greek bakery. They gave him $29 for 6 days from dark to dark. From dark in the morning, you know, and there was very nice people Hungarian Jewish people. They took him in here in the bakery to the United Bake Company to work, but they didn't let him in. There is a union, and the owner was fighting against. So finally, one day they took him in, and he got a job here. This is how we ended up in Pittsburgh. So we rented, and he was very sick when we came here. And working in the bakery, he had asthma. He was in and out of the hospital. So when I knew I have to stay on my feet, I was doing cutting. As I said before, I'm both, I'm barber and I'm a beautician. I used to cut the hair from these newcomers to make a few dollars. So,
how did you learn English?
I couldn't speak a word when I came.
Did you go to class?
I went very little because I didn't have a chance. So I went to Fifth Avenue. Was there a school? I didn't even remember exact where. A few times. It wasn't hard for me. See, the spelling is very hard here. But there was words I remember like now. Occasionally. It's perfect for me. Ocasional in Romanian. In Romanian, the way you speak, that's the way you write down. And then I started beauty school to get my license. And it's not easy. You have to know the anatomy, and you don't speak English. I came there. It was hard for me, writing down. You have theory. One day we had to read, and they asked me if I want to read. I said, of course. I read in Romanian. Some bust out laughing, and some kept it back for pity.
Well, they asked you if you could read and say read.
I said, I'll read.
You read out loud and...
Yeah, or when we had to go to the blackboard to write down, this was easy for me. There was many Americans, especially the boys, they didn't want to go to the blackboard.
Right.
But for me, for instance, we had to write down the four cranial nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Latin. And for me, the way you read it, that's the way you write it.
Right.
In our language, that's the way you pronounce it.
Right.
So it was easy for me to go. And in school, with work, was no problem. See, I used to do Marcel.
Here,
yes, from Europe. And when some customer came in and they gave me to do and they saw the way I do, even the teacher was jealous somehow. Then when I ask her any questions about the other things, you always can learn, and there's things this I learned.
Right.
Anyway.
So you did the...
Or when it came, like they had the short haircuts now.
Mm-hmm.
I did this in Europe. And for me it was easy. And I saw once a lady came in for a shingle haircut, and the teacher was struggling in cutting. I said, I couldn't tell her, I couldn't speak, but I said to her with motioning, when you have another shingle, give me to do it. And when they saw how I do it, a shingle in 5 minutes, it's finished. So they gave me, in fact, one day the teacher said, took a customer, and she was struggling, and she knew how I do it. She felt already self-conscious. She said, oh, Minnie, you want to finish it? I have something else to do. You know, so before even the time was up, they called up Gimbels and told them they have a very good, experienced operator, and they hired me right away.
Now this was to cut hair?
To do everything.
Mm-hmm.
In this line, everything, coloring, permanence. There was but 30 operators. They tried to do a permanent. In my time, nobody could catch up with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, it
so was... That was a good beauty shop.
Yes,
was
and I worked
class.
In the French salon. In fact, there was once such a case. There was a Mr. Miller. He had two girls
mm-hmm.
cutting here, and they had a duck tail
mm-hmm.
cutting. He didn't do the best job. But they went to him. And one day, he had an appointment with them for 1 o'clock for the haircuts. He went up 12 for lunch, and they came in 12, and they won the haircut. The manager knew a lady, Miss Morris, how I cut hair, and she brought she sent them to me. And I cut their hair, and they said, well, Mr. Miller just lost 2 customers. And when he came, I said to him, Mr. Miller, I'm sorry you lost 2 customers. He said, no, not these girls. You know, men are so sure of themselves. So when they came next time, he passed by. He didn't even want to look. He saw them in my chair. They came back. In fact, they followed me to my shop. Or it's fun with the work, you know,
How long did you work at Gimbel?
Well, I worked there by a year. And there was working a very good stylist. And he went over to Earl Wheeler's beauty salon in William Penn Hotel. And he told them, this a refugee, a very good operator, and took me over there. And I came there, and they want to hire me. I said this way, I'm coming for a week. I'll take vacation there, and you'll see whether you like me, and I'll see whether I like the place. So I took vacation. I told my manager, I want a week vacation. And okay, it came the time. She booked me. I'm all booked. I said, Miss Morris, I told you I want the vacation and I'll take it. I start being independent because I knew I can be. So right away she circled me off, and I went there, and the manager there said, you can start right away. I said, no, I'm going to give 2 weeks. And when I came, I had already my customers' names.
They came with you?
Oh, yes.
From
the
I sent them all notes, and they followed me. And when I told my manager, she didn't know the sum prepared anyway. I told her I'm going on a other job, and I give you 2 week notice. So right away she said, you can pack your things and leave. Which this is the right way.
Normal.
Because it's business.
Uh-huh.
But she told me, anytime you want to come back, your place is here.
At Gimbel's Inn.
Yes, it's nice to hear. So I went there, and I had it very good. I built up a clientele. It just was terrific.
How long were you there?
Well, I was there about 2 years, and then I opened my own business.
And what was the name of that?
My shop was Minnie's Beauty Salon.
Where was it?
In Highland Avenue. So there, the manager came, called me in office. And it was the most wonderful feeling to hear. He said, Minnie, I can get operators a dime, a dozen, but no one can replace me. It was very good. It gave me a lot of courage to hear. So, and when I opened mine, it was just wonderful.
How long were you there? Did you have your own store?
My own? I had 27 years. And it wouldn't get changed the way it was in East Liberty, I wouldn't quit.
Is that where it was? It was down in East Liberty?
Highland Avenue, near Penn.
Oh,
Penn,
Highland. Right.
Yes. Yes, it was in the business section. When I opened, I had customers from all over town. My customers from William Penn Hotel,
mm-hmm.
from
Gimbel's,
all of them, yes. So, I had to quit, and I was the most unhappy to be at home. I was about 4 years at home. I always belonged to the Hell Club when they approached me and asked me if I would come.
So you closed up the shop when the area changed?
Yes.
Did you sell it or you closed it up?
Well, I gave it to a colored lady. I sold it for $2,000 with everything. She got bread and butter with a knife.
What year did you do that?
I'll tell you. Nine years ago, in 81. Mm-hmm. No, it's not 83. Mm-hmm.
What was your husband doing there? When you started to work, what did your husband do?
My husband worked here in a bakery.
What bakery?
United Baking Company.
Oh, he worked the entire time there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to lose his seniority.
Uh-huh. And where did you live?
We lived not far from here.
You always
we
lived
have,
in this area?
Yes. For some reason, I was afraid to buy in Square Hill. It sounded to me like a Jewish ghetto. You know, when I came, I was scared. What can I say? I wasn't sorry. It's changing now, and now being there and working a few days in the JCC, I wouldn't mind to live there.
Uh-huh.
But this age, who wants to move?
Nobody.
And to find an apartment what you would like, it's not easy.
So you didn't go... You chose not to go to Squirrel Hill because it reminded you of a ghetto.
Right.
But you worked at the JCC immediately after retirement?
No, but it was about 4 years. And I was ready for the mental institution because
you weren't used to it.
I am used all my life to the public,
mm-hmm.
with people, not to be in the house. If I tell my friends, I love my work, I do. I enjoy, I give a facial for a lady and she's